USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The search is over for the remains of a Chinese surveillance balloon shot down last week off the coast of South Carolina. Navy crews completed their search for the debris nearly 2 weeks after the balloon was initially shot down. U.S. Northern Command announced all remaining pieces are being sent to FBI's lab in Quantico for analysis. 22 firefighters are hurt, 3 seriously, after a fire erupted between 2 duplex homes on Staten Island. FDNY Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh said the 3 were pulled out quickly and rushed to the hospital.
They are stable, while critical, but that they are going to be okay.
Fire officials said strong winds contributed to the heavy fire and efforts to extinguish the blaze. A fire that has been burning for days in a waste-to-energy facility is causing dangerous conditions in a part of Doral, Florida. Environmental Protection Agency's Matt Heiser says air monitors began registering high levels of particles beginning early this morning at the north fence line of the facility.
This concentration persisted for a number of hours in a manner that had not been observed over the last 72 hours.
Since smoke is not dissipating as well as it had in recent days, doctors are recommending residents stay inside for the rest of the day and night with the air conditioning recirculating and wear masks when outdoors. Terminal 1 at JFK Airport staying closed until at least tomorrow after a power outage. Officials say electricity is being restored to some parts of the terminal, but some passengers are still stranded for a second day. If all goes according to plan, authorities hope to have limited operations as soon as tomorrow. The cause of the chaos is an electrical panel that failed and caused a small fire, which caused a power outage in Terminal 1. This is USA News.
O'Reilly. Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal pre-mixed antifreeze and coolant. Now just $6.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly.
Limits apply. See store for details.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is calling President Biden's UFO briefing too little, too late. Biden spoke Thursday on the aerial objects that have been shot down over the past few weeks and said they were tied to either private companies, recreation, or weather research. After the briefing, Pence called Biden's remarks unacceptable. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is running for president, saying it's time for a new generation of leadership. Vice President Harris isn't happy with the Republicans' choice of words.
I think that is very coded language.
Haley served as United Nations ambassador during the first 2 years of the Trump administration. Haley's claims about new leadership come as the White House is dismissing questions about President Biden's age. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said anyone questioning Biden's ability to lead the nation should look at his legislative wins over the past 2 years. Biden is 80 years old. A district attorney in Northern California says crime went way up after the state's zero bail reform policies went into effect. The Yolo County DA published a study comparing repeat offenders who posted bail with those who were released with low or no bail. The study says low and no bail criminals committed new crimes more often. Harry Potter fans, listen up. A new immersive Harry Potter exhibit is coming to New York City. Dave Collins, USA News.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.